Hello, you're listening to Community Radio WOW FM, broadcasting from Semaphore in the western suburbs of Adelaide, the traditional lands of the Kaurna people. And over the next hour, we'll be bringing you a special programme showcasing the work of South Australian charity Seeds of Affinity. I'm Charlotte, and I'm joined by some very special guests in the studio today.
Hi, I'm Fiona.
Hello, my name's Donna.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Hi, I'm Linda.
It's so lovely to have you company here today, and we'll be telling you all about a very special project that we've all been involved in over the last couple of months. But first of all, we thought we would just hear a bit about who Seeds of Affinity are.
What I Know Now, a series for women, by women, with lived prison experience. What is Seeds of Affinity? Seeds of Affinity was created by co-founders Anna Kemp and Linda Fiss in 2006 and was incorporated in 2011. It was born from a need of support for women with lived prison experience and from a gap within the services provided by mainstream organisations. Seeds promotes self-worth, hope and advocacy for various opportunities for these women, such as employment, accessing services and developing new skills.
Seeds of Affinity was a place that I actually started to attend at the request of my home detention officer. Got me a little bit out of my shell, got me out into the community, and it was a really safe place.
We're here to support you and to help you as best as we can.
Seeds provides a safe, non-judgmental environment and a place to feel accepted. They meet twice a week, cooking lunch and reducing the isolation experienced by women re-entering the community.
We make toiletries to give to women on both entry and exit from jail. We make and sell various beauty products on the outside, including shower gels, lip balm and bath bombs. We also bake and sell a range of biscuits, relishes and homemade cordial and lemon curd, and we cater for special events. And we hold events such as high teas, trivia nights and educational forums.
Seeds of Affinity has touched the lives of many women. I spoke to Linda and Anna about the growth of Seeds and their future aspirations for the organisation.
Seeds is a much more well-established organisation than I ever thought it would be. As an ex-prisoner, it was very hard 10 years ago to envision us having the credibility, resources and support now that we now offer women.
I'm actually pleasantly shocked at the growth of Seeds from the very humble beginnings. In my experience working in the criminal justice system for a long, long time, it had been common for women to experience failure when released from prison. And here we are with numerous achievements of Seeds. Women with lived prison experience are taking an active role, transforming and expanding their own lives as well as Seeds.
Seeds of Affinity persists in educating the community in understanding the circumstances of the journey in and out of incarceration, not just judging the individual.
Seeds comes from a very interesting perspective and a very different perspective where we are ex-prisoners, so we can offer the perspective of the women that are incarcerated, help to break down the barriers that women sometimes face within the community when they're trying to reintegrate their lives back into society.
Seeds were chosen as Charity of the Year by the Australian Churchwomen of South Australia in 2015, and that opportunity enabled us to meet with various community groups of people that possibly we would never have met under normal circumstances. Women with lived prison experience were invited and attended these meetings and spoke about their experiences. Seeds have played a lead role in various forums that have again enabled us to inform community about the needs. Lastly, I think the various product events, high teas, have demonstrated to community in a very practical way that Seeds members are talented, versatile, and have challenged any negative stereotypes that community may have had.
Seeds needs to find funding to be able to pay our women wages. That's always been my vision, is to be able to employ criminalised women. I've always had a very strong belief that the best people to help criminalised women on their journey is other criminalised women.
I'd like to see a closer working relationship with women who are currently in prison and the opportunity for more women who are currently in prison to participate in Seeds in the community.
a lot of women that come through the door, they're broken, they're damaged, they're completely void of any self-esteem or any self-worth, and within a few weeks they start to blossom and they start to grow in confidence. I've had women recently get employment, which is a really, really big deal, because it's not easy to get employment when you have a criminal record. I've had women also follow me into university, which has been fantastic.
Incredible courage of the women who walk through the Seeds front door, who want to change their lives. Watching women's personal growth develop during their time at Seeds, from having little confidence, little eye contact, no opinion on any subject, to becoming more confident, involved in life. And lastly, I've been privileged to be a witness at various events that Seeds have facilitated, where I've heard many women who have lived prison experience talk about their experiences. And it's through that conversation they've had, often for the first time in their life, that I've seen the transformation of those particular women, from speaking to an audience that they never knew and finding a different way of life than what they thought was possible.
Seeds of Affinity are based in Adelaide, but there are similar organisations in other states and territories that support women with lived prison experience.
Just to see women believing in themselves, I think, to me, is the most important achievement. I know from a personal standpoint that when you're released from prison, to actually believe that you're worth anything, to believe that you can contribute anything to mainstream society, it's very, very difficult. So to see women believing in themselves and having hope for the future, you know, it's just massive.
What I Know Now was produced by Seeds of Affinity with support from the University of South Australia. For more information on Seeds, call 08 8242 7210, or check out our website, seedsofaffinity.org.au.
So over the last couple of months, a team of women have been learning how to make radio with Seeds of Affinity. And Julia, you put that piece together. How did you find it?
Yeah, that was really good. Thanks, Charlotte. I've been at Seeds of Affinity now for 18 months as a student and a volunteer. And I've been watching it grow. I think this radio project is an integral part of Seeds' growth and visibility. And it's also a vital way to educate the community.
It's amazing that everybody managed to put these packages together in a relatively short term, you know, as absolute beginners to radio. So you've chosen a track for the radio show today. What's that going to be?
I've chosen a Soundgarden, Fell on Black Days. There's a line in that song that states that hands are for shaking and not for tying, and I think that's a great metaphor about the way the system treats the individual.
Yeah.
That was Soundgarden with Fell on Black Days, and now we're going to talk about the project.
Right back when we started this project, we all sat down together with Charlotte and Heather and talked about what it is that we wanted to put across, and this is the theme that came out was, what if I knew now, if I knew then what I know now.
I wish I knew then that physical exercise could help me with my anxiety.
I think the most important thing that a prisoner should know when they're being released is their entitlements, what they're actually entitled to.
The main thing that sticks out in my mind is recovery. I live a completely different life now because of recovery.
I wish I knew that there was a service like Seeds of Affinity available for girls to know that when they leave, they've got a place to come and socialise in a safe environment and participate in activities that are valuable both to themselves and to giving back to the community.
One of the main things I wish I knew then is how easy it is to get into tertiary education and the difference that tertiary education can make to your life. I wish I'd known how important family was and how important your bond with your children is.
The importance of my position in my children's life as their mother.
Well, there's masses of things that I didn't know.
So we're back talking about Seeds of Affinity radio project, where a group of women have got together to tell people about the issues faced by women who are leaving prison. And those were some of the ideas that came out at the very beginning of the project. Now, Fiona, you put a piece together. What did you do?
Okay, so my main focus was focusing on women's self-worth when first leaving prison and the journeys that they face and go through to the point of succeeding.
Shall we give it a listen?
Absolutely.
What I Know Now, a series for women by women of lived prison experience. Moving on. It might seem almost impossible to get on with a new life when you first walk out of those gates, but you can do it. Here's three women who've done just that.
The day I got out, I was terrified, scared that I was going to make all those same mistakes again. I was picked up and brought to an empty house and thought it was the beginning of the end.
My confidence was down a little bit. Like, I didn't really want to see anyone or be too social, because when you come out of prison, you feel fat. If we can't fit into our clothes that we used to fit in, it's a really big deal.
I think upon release, my emotions were all over the place and I really didn't feel free at all. I felt very trapped. I felt very lonely. I felt very isolated because I didn't know how to get myself back into the community. And I say back, and I really shouldn't say back, because as a child I don't think I ever really felt part of mainstream community, and I think that's why I ended up where I did.
The biggest thing that changed my whole perspective on my whole life was the fact that I went and saw a psychologist, and I saw him before I went to prison. And then I continued to see him after I got out of prison. It just helped me so much. I can't even put it into any sort of words about how much that changed everything for me. I just needed someone to tell me that it's okay and to be able to process things for me and with me. I just think that that was a really big turning point for me.
When I was first released, I have a chronic illness which I refused to acknowledge and wouldn't treat, so I got very, very sick. I've acknowledged that illness now, which has really, really changed my life. I've given up smoking now. I gave up pot. I gave up all drugs and alcohol, which was a really, really big turning point, because it was only once I had done that that gave me the clarity of mind to be able to actually look inwards and see what it is that I needed to change and how I could do it and why I wanted to do it. Because I'd never really been straight enough before on the outside, maybe on the inside, but it's very hard to make, you know, make growth on the inside, let's be real. Once I had that clarity of mind, it was much easier for me to have some insight into where I'd gone wrong, why I'd gone wrong, and how I could change it.
I have to say the biggest struggle would be to put my barriers up and detach from all those people that I used to know. Lucky for me, a lot of them were quite respectful of my decision. I mean, it was still very difficult, but it helped.
Watching people I care about make the same mistakes again and having to keep them out of your life, but watching them's enough to make you not want to go back and not to experience jail again.
My health was a real struggle. I can only advise all women to think of your health as an absolute priority, because when you're a woman, you try to be there for everybody else and you put yourself sort of last, and that's pretty wrong, pretty stupid, because you can't be there for everybody else if you're not well yourself.
I'd have to say my best motivation is not going back to jail, but my self-worth is definitely much better. Getting back into the community and working and being treated as an equal is definitely a good thing. Reconnecting with family, definitely a great thing. Just having a goal to get up to every morning and not letting anything get in your way.
So I'm now in Tasmania working for the same company, and I'm starting a fresh life. I'm meeting new people. Parole have been really supportive because I've done everything right. I've chosen to be the best person that I could ever be. And the moment that I decided to change my life, everything started falling into place. People started coming into my life that were amazing. That's what I get off on, and that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me motivated. That's what keeps me focused, is just to do things that make me happy and appreciate all the little things in life that we take for granted every day. People that have been away from all that actually appreciate it more so, I think.
And you just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and not get stuck. And I think for a long time I was stuck. You know, life never stays the same. You're always moving forward. And what we learn in the prison environment is to freeze and stop coping and stop managing and stop moving forward. So when we get out, we forget. Keep going. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. Mistakes are good because you're learning. Be proud to make mistakes, as long as they're not mistakes that are getting you locked up.
Thanks to Linda, Laura and Sharon for sharing their stories. What I Know Now was produced by Seeds of Affinity with support from the University of South Australia. For more information on Seeds, call 08 8242 7210, or check out our website, seedsofaffinity.org.au.
So Fiona, we heard from you there. You put that package together. How did you find that?
It was actually really an important part to hear that people do succeed when leaving prison, that they find ways to cope, and there are mechanisms that you can use to find your self-worth and grow again within yourself.
It was wonderful to hear some of those stories, those inspirational stories there as well.
Absolutely. Listening to the girls' stories, their growth, what it felt like for them leaving prison, and their success where they are now.
And you've chosen a track for us today as well, which I think is very fitting for your topic.
Yes, absolutely. So My track that I've chosen is Titanium by Sia and David Guetta. Hi, you've just heard Titanium by Sia and David Guetta. So I chose this song because it speaks about inner strength. It's about remaining strong-hearted and strong-willed and going through the worst and getting through it.
Okay, so the next segment is the one I did, which I chose to do was something that was very important to me, as I hear over and over again that the young women in the prison do not know how to navigate through the maze that is the criminal justice system, being the Department of Correctional Services Act, and I wanted to help them be able to do that. So this is the next segment.
What I Know Now, a series for women by women of lived prison experience. Knowing your rights on the inside.
The prison environment makes women feel powerless, but it is important to use your voice
And the best way to increase the volume and intensity of your voice is to understand the Correctional Services Act and the departmental instructions. This is the system's language. Use it to fight for your rights. And when you learn how to use it, teach other women to do the same.
I've lost my contact visits and I don't know what to do or how to get them back.
Just been in the wrong place at the wrong time and now I've lost my contact visits.
I've been as good as you can get. I've been drinking water till it comes out of my ear. And they still say I've got dirty pee, and there goes my contact hours, they tell me.
Fact. You have the right to appeal an administrative decision. There is a section of the Correctional Services Act that you can use to do this.
Waited so long just to hold baby and now they're going to take him away as soon as he arrives.
They've lied to me. They told me I'd be able to see my baby all the time and now they've taken it away.
One mistake and now I'm going to lose my visits for my baby.
Fact. You have the right to appeal to have your child stay with you inside the prison for a period of time to allow you to bond. The Human Rights Commission and the Equal Opportunities Commission is the best place to start writing letters to. Then other state MPs can also be useful.
It's just rumours. Nobody proved anything. And now I'm being pulled back to mainstream.
Are you serious? They're taking me back to mainstream. Sending me to D-Wing and all I was crying. Idiots.
I've been sent back to the mainstream for something I haven't even done.
Fact. If you have been shanghaied and feel you have been dealt with unfairly, you also have the right to appeal the administrative decision. There is another section in the Correctional Services Act that you can use to do this. If you cannot access a copy of the Act within the prison, even though it is one of your rights to do so, you can ring us at SEEDS and we will send you a copy. We can also advise you on the best course of action. While this program deals with South Australia, there are similar documents in the other states and territories. Get to know them and get to know your rights. What I Know Now was produced by Seeds of Affinity with support from the University of South Australia. For more information on Seeds, call 08-8242-7210 or check out our website, seedsofaffinity.org.au.
So, Linda, you put that package together for us. How did you find it using radio as a way of putting the information across?
Oh, I thought it was really an innovative way to educate women. And I think it's something that needs to be used more to give women a much better idea of what's going on and give women an opportunity to use their voice, because most women are voiceless. So it's really great to hear the women's voice on the radio.
And so many people from Seeds of Affinity were actually involved in making that piece as well, weren't they?
Yeah, that's right.
It was a fun, creative process.
Yeah, it was. It was a fun day, that one.
And I think as well, the fact that everybody was very new to using radio equipment and you actually went into the studio to put that package together, as well as like recording lots of voices around the place as well.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It was definitely something I'd never done before, and a skill that I'm hoping to use again.
And so you've chosen a track for us as well.
I have. I've chosen Hilltop Hoods, Higher. And the reason I've chosen that is it's a song that I use daily, really. It keeps me moving forward. I run to it, and it's just something that lifts me up.
Life tempo unsustainable. Try remember all my days are full. Time and close till I can't escape it all. A dying hope of the unobtainable. Driving this road like lucid dreaming. Sleep through the daytime, fly through the evening. If I don't dream and give life to my demons, so please don't wake me or die while I'm sleeping. Man, I swore never been here before. This pool is like a storm, blew me up on the shore. Don't know if I'm coming or going or who's running the show and whether it's curtains or encore. And every day I spend space.
some dimension. Feeling like I snapped so free from the tension. Breaking the connection, chasing my redemption. Looking in the wrong place for perfection. I brought a piece of the road into the peace of our home. You the cornerstone of every bit of peace that I've known. But this fever to roam, I can't leave it alone. It claws at my flesh and it's deep in my bones. The music brought me back to life, but it was you that brought the sacrifice. Lost time, lost sleep, lost point of view. Lost high, lost me, lost over you.
If we go higher, trying to tame the clouds, lost in the nada, only way is down. Still we go higher, trying to save this dust, till we fly to the sun and fall in flames to earth, earth, earth.
Higher, 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 oh.
She used to say, you make me want to run to you. So proud of your accomplishments. Looked to me like I'd hung the moon. Now she looks at me like I'm blocking it. Cause when you're deep on a tool, no rest, I'm feeling human. Like you felt that you were enticed. She didn't want you to bounce too soon, man. I feel like Eddie Kaufman, a man on the moon. And when I'm feeling half human, I'm still hard to kill, I fence a wise mutant. And when I'm booting, you gotta hit him with the fire street fighter hard you can. 24-7, ride the clouds on the 747, lights out. I've never felt more present than I have right now. Shook the life by the land of gear. In flight radio playing chandelier. Now I'm standing here with no standing room. Waiting on an old man to grab a bag or two. Then he tipped his hat and asked me what I do. I said, dude, this is what I do. And I'ma be consumed by all this so-called fun. I'ma burn up soon trying to touch the sun.
If we go higher, trying to tame the clouds.
Hilltop Hoods, chosen by Linda. And why did you choose that again?
I chose that because, of course, they're Adelaide boys. And it's just a song that really keeps pushing me. It pushes me every day to keep moving forward. And that's what you've got to do. You can't get stuck.
And so we're here talking about a radio project with Seeds of Affinity, a South Australian charity that supports women with lived prison experience. And some of the we've chosen some key topics that people really felt were needed to be prioritised first up. But what are some of the other issues that people should be aware of, the challenges that people face when they come out of prison?
Oh, it's a very complex area, and there's layer upon layer of issues. People in the community really need to be aware that women are very sensitive when they first come out, and they also need to be aware that women have children and those children go to schools. So I think that what the labels we use and the language that we use when we talk about women prisoners and even men prisoners at all. We need to think about them, and we need to be kind, because everyone's a human and everyone deserves human dignity.
And so what about some of the rest of you guys the challenges and why Seeds of Affinity exists? Why do you think it's important?
I think that stigmatisation around being a prisoner is a really important issue. Basically, it can happen to anybody, and the stigmatisation that goes with being a prisoner is very hard to overcome when you're trying to rebuild a life and assimilate back into the community.
So, Linda, we haven't... So, Donna, we haven't heard from you so far in the show. And it's perfect timing because your segment is up next in terms of what you did with the project. So what did you choose?
I chose the subject of surviving on the outside. Talks about what are good things to do when you get out of prison. In ways to rebuild a life or start a completely new life, and the different opportunities that you can get involved in. Just some of the things that you might need to know upon release from prison.
Some of the practical things that people don't necessarily think about who don't have lived prison experience, some of the actual practical challenges that women face in trying to rebuild their lives from scratch when they get out.
Yes, one of the main issues is housing. There's a lack of housing, especially in South Australia, for women to actually be released from prison. There's a lot of women that have longer prison sentences because of lack of housing. So that's a number one issue. And also financial situation, you know. A lot of women don't have anything before they go into prison, and they certainly won't have anything when they come out of prison. So how to get re-established with some sort of financial income.
Well, let's find out the top tips for surviving when you get out.
What I know now, a series for women by women of lived prison experience. Surviving on the outside. There's so much you need to know when you first get out of jail. It can be really hard, whether it's your first time or one of many. Here's some of the top tips for surviving.
When women come out of prison, they often have conflicting needs and various needs. And so to navigate various systems, it can be quite difficult.
Here's Anna on sorting your accommodation.
First thing for women to consider when they come out of prison, if they don't have permanent or independent accommodation, is to apply for Housing SA accommodation, and that is to go to one of the local offices, fill out an application, ask questions about how to be fast-tracked on the system and what type of support letters are needed. Also get assessed for community housing, because that's a huge database in South Australia, and once you're on that system, it opens up possibilities of accommodation through the community housing network.
I had a friend that gave me a parole address to get me started on the outside, and then when it came to looking for my own accommodation in the private rental market, sharing houses and things like that, I had to ensure that I stayed in drug and alcohol free environments. I had to take those things into consideration, what sort of environment that I would be boarding in. That played a crucial role in making those changes to keep myself safe. When it comes to home detention, Fiona says being organised is the key.
It was a little bit scary for me initially, being released onto home detention, thinking that I was going to be stuck at home with nowhere to go, nothing to do, how was I going to cope? I found that the more that I tried to keep myself occupied, I decided to go back to school and study part-time at TAFE. So I was there 2 days a week, and I think the more I kept myself occupied, the easier it became. planning things for the days ahead, perhaps a week ahead, so when you spoke to your home detention officer, you already knew what it was that you needed to ask for your passes. So whether it was a doctor's appointment that you needed to plan, your psychologist. So the more prepared you were, the more they would respond in a positive way to grant you those passes. I think it's a great time if you have family to spend quality time with them and reconnect, especially if you've got a husband or a partner at home with children. It's a great time to actually get into a routine with them and spend some quality time rebonding.
For Mel, the most important thing was having a good social worker to act as a support person.
Having a good parole officer and a good social worker, because you've got someone that are there for you, you know, every day, all day, 5 days a week, if you need to talk to them or need a lift somewhere. And I've never had that before. That's a new thing. So I think that really helps, you know, having that second support than just the parole officer. The parole officer's good too, but the second person is the better, you know, the one that can help you if you have to go to an appointment or a court case. Or
that person comes from an organisation?
Yeah, Australian Relationships. Yeah, it's a new thing, it's only started. And then because it was so good, they ended up making it a parole condition for me, which they never had it as a parole condition. Now they're making it for other women as well, because they know how much good it does to have this support.
Finance is really important. Here's Linda with some valuable advice about Centrelink.
When you leave the prison, go to Centrelink straight away, but make sure you've got your ID. I know that's difficult. Make sure you've got your bank details. I know that's difficult, but straight away, because the systems will take a while to catch up with you. And if you leave it till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you won't get any money that day. You're entitled to an emergency payment, but that emergency payment is half of your first payment. That will mean you won't get another payment for 2 weeks. So it's really not getting anything extra. So don't be fooled by that.
So I rang Centrelink the day I got out, and they couldn't really do anything because, well, they didn't really give me a reason. I had to wait 3 weeks till I got my first payment, because I went back to my parents' house, they helped me, but I mean, I couldn't really live off them, so I did get a payment eventually, but the first payment I got was only $180 for a fortnight, and then my payment started reoccurring of the normal rate.
Sometimes non-government agencies will help with utilities or food hampers or food parcels during those times where you're meeting conflicting financial obligations. And learn to navigate the systems and the various agencies so that you become an expert.
What I Know Now was produced by Seeds of Affinity with support from the University of South Australia. For more information on Seeds, call 0882427210 or check out our website seedsofaffinity.org.au.
So I'm Charlotte, and you're listening to a special program showcasing the radio project from Seeds of Affinity over the last couple of months. And I'm joined in the studio by Fiona, Linda, Julia and Donna. And Donna, you put that last piece together. You were completely new to radio. How did you find the whole thing?
I found it really exciting, actually.
So how did you come about to be on the radio project?
A friend of mine received an email for Seeds of Affinity and came up to me and said that she thought I might be interested in it. She said she didn't want to define me as an ex-prisoner, but she thought I might be interested. And so I came along to Seeds of Affinity because I am interested in any thing that supports women that are trying to empower themselves and, you know, rebuild their lives. So I came along to Seeds of Affinity, and on the very first day that I came, the broadcasting course was starting, so I came in on the ground level, which was really good.
Fortunate timing.
It was excellent timing.
And what about the rest of your engagement with Seeds then? How has that been?
It's been amazing watching the empowerment of women, the camaraderie that happens at Seeds of Affinity is really great as well. You know, just the things that Seeds of Affinity do, you know, in support of women that have lived a prison experience, you know, I'm just really grateful to be a part of.
And Linda, you've been here since the very beginning. You were at the very beginning of the story. Tell us a bit more about what sort of things women can expect from the organisation.
Okay, I can do that. We meet twice a week on Tuesday and the Friday. So if you're a woman with lived experience or have been touched by the criminal justice system, come down and hang out and have lunch with us, get to know us. On a weekly basis, we pack products up for the women in the prison because people probably aren't aware that women that are admitted to prison aren't supplied with soap or shampoo, conditioner, deodorant. So we pack those up. We donate 130 of those packs a month to the prison. We hold high tea every year. We have about 130 people to that. Today we're catering actually for a lady's... sort of like a second wedding, where they're renewing their vows. We have forums on topics to do with the correctional system usually, a lot of things to do with mothers and babies, mothers and children, because that's a hot topic in South Australia, because we're the only state that doesn't allow the babies to stay with their mothers. And we really will have fingers in many pies, really, and we'll do anything that's... We'll give anything a go. And I think that's the important thing for women to understand, is that they're just as valuable as anybody else in the community, and they can do anything they set their mind to.
And all along throughout this show, everybody involved has chosen some uplifting music. So we'll play Donna's Choice right now. So, Donna, you chose that track. What did we hear?
We heard Mama Cass singing Just Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By.
And the reason I chose that track is because I think that it celebrates the simple things in life, you know, and I think that we can get bogged down with the worries of life, and life is meant to be enjoyed.
That's a beautiful message. So what about, we've kind of come almost to the end of our showcase about the work that you've been doing as a team to make radio to inform people about the challenges faced by women leaving prison. What did you get out of this whole kind of project over the last couple of months?
I think one of the main things that we've gotten out of it is a great partnership with you guys, which is really important. Part of the thing about being a woman when you come out of prison is that you don't feel connected to the community, and so building partnerships is really, really important, and building partnerships together. You know, I think the four women that have participated in this program have become closer, and I think it's really opened your eyes up as to what you could do with this format.
And so what do we think are the next steps then?
I'd hope that perhaps we could do another program, maybe focusing on other issues, or taking it to a different type of format, where perhaps maybe getting some stories from the women inside, or listening to the children that have parents, mothers in prison, and their experiences and their challenges that they face. So that's something that I think would be quite interesting and informative to not only the women themselves in the prison, to hear that other people share their stories, but to let the community know that this is reality, and this is what people in their community actually face.
Well, I mean, I for one have been like completely inspired by the stories that I've heard through the project. I've had an absolute ball. It's been an utter pleasure working with everybody on this. I've learned so much. I can't wait for the next stage. I'm really, really excited about what can happen next. I'm really excited about the next stages, and I hope that we can like carry on our kind of bonding experience and do this together. So it's probably time for us all to start saying goodbye. So thank you so much for like doing the actual live studio program with us today. So there's been Julia. There's been Donna, and there's been Fiona, and I've been Charlotte, and Linda's going to introduce the very last track that we're going to go out with today.
And just before I do that, I'd just like to say thank you to you, Charlotte, for having us, and thank you to Heather. And I'm just going to introduce you the next song, the last song, which is a really important song. It's Coldplay's new one called Up and Up. And I chose this one because when I heard it, I thought, wow, that reminds me of the environment at Seeds. So you listen to it and you understand, because it's really about helping people from a point of kindness and love instead of punitive.
It's a beautiful point to come out with. Thank you so much, everybody.
Fixing up a car, driving it again, searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal, waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough, see a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. In your blood, underneath the storm and umbrella of sand, sitting with the boys, it takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up, saying, we're gonna get together right now.
Get together. up and up, up and up. You see the fire staring in every seed. Angels in the marble waiting to be free. Just need love, just need love. When the golden is right, we say, we go.